And welcome to the End Time Shofar End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast. I'm your host, Gerald, the Shofar Sound, sounding the shofar in these last and evil days to call those that are walking in lukewarmness and departed from the faith, to call them to repentance, to call them to walk the straight and narrow, and to be ready for the soon coming of Yeshua HaMashiach, which is Jesus Christ. And those who are sinners, who have not been yet born again, to express to them to repent, to be born of the water and of the Spirit. Today's podcast, we're going to be starting a new series on occult and magical symbols. The first part will be dealing with swastikas. Now, some people, they identify swastikas as being a symbol of racism due to the fact that it was one of the main symbols for the Nazi Party, which Adolf Hitler was the head of, and the head of the nation of Germany. Just to let you know, with Germany and Hitler and Hitler's inner circle, they were very much involved in the occult. So a lot of, I want to say, secular history does not cover that. But one of the main motivations of even exterminating the Jews was very satanic. And it all is a result of Hitler's belief system in regards to the occult and magic and other things and all. There's books out there that discuss this, but primarily we want to cover symbols because we look at symbols and it's just a regular symbol, but there's spiritual meaning behind it. I know even with Marvel, with the WandaVision, where she evolves more into embracing the occult and witchcraft. She noticed that she doesn't just have special powers, but the powers are a tribute that she is a witch. She becomes the Scarlet Witch. Towards the end of that series, you start to see that she uses magical symbols like the rune and other things and all, which the Nazis actually use. And we're going to get into that. I want to read from the scripture from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 2. And it says, "And you were dead in trespass and sins, in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince and power of the air, and the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience." So Satan is the prince and power of the air, and he now works in the sons of disobedience. So one of the things that he uses is symbolism to reach the dormant parts of mankind's mind to unlock certain things. And this is a very much a satanic principle, because we're going to listen to parts of sound bites from an interview that was done years and years ago with Nicholas Schreck. Nicholas Schreck, for you who don't know, was married to Anton LaVey's daughter at one time. I believe they divorced, but he has some interesting things to say. He was on a interview that he did with Tom Metzger. Those of you who don't live in California would know Tom Metzger was very much way back in the day, very much a leader within the white supremacist group and down towards San Diego County. I believe he was even on the Oprah show, but he did this interview with Nicholas Schreck, and Schreck has some interesting things to say about symbolism. We're going to listen to the soundbite, and then we're going to get into what the swastika represents and the occult meaning. It's more than just a racist symbol. It was borrowed by the Hindus. So let's go ahead and listen to see what or listen to what Shrek had to say.
I said, we seek to bring about a youth that has closed its heart to pity. All of the humanist values that Judeo-Christianity has encouraged, we want to wipe them out. It's led to democracy, social humanism, the idea of equality. All of this filth has to be wiped out if the human race is going to continue to take the next step in evolution.
What do you believe that that would be like in if you were in control as far as your attitudes towards your own people?
Well, we are in control because basically we are not a political organization. We are an occult organization. We're working behind the scenes to manipulate the way that people think. The war that we are waging is a guerrilla war on the human mind. And we use musical frequencies, the dominant frequency, which I've referred to before, and symbolism and imagery to awaken dormant aspects of the human mind.
Is it?
So we hear Shrek says that there are an occult organization. He even gives reference to Hitler in this interview and all, but he says that they're a cult organization that's using guerrilla warfare in regards to music frequency and symbolism. You can see within the music industry, rather it's heavy metal, rock music, hip hop, the different genres of music within the music videos. They really express a lot of different occult symbolism within it. And it is a subliminal way of reaching the subconscious minds of mankind to manipulate, which is witchcraft. So we have to really be aware of Satan's devices. Go to Ephesians 5 and 11, and then we're going to get into this. So let's go to Ephesians 5 and 11. So the reason why we are doing this series on occult magical symbols is because I think this fits very well within Ephesians 5 and 11. It says, take no part in unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. So we're here to expose the symbolism. We're going to be pretty much... The research that I've done comes from Kathy Bates' book, Masonic and Occult Symbols Illustrated, which she does an excellent job of breaking down things in regards to symbolism. Just honestly, certain everyday things that we see, we can't associate it with the occult because the occult keeps things, the very word occult means hidden. So it's hidden esoteric knowledge. So they keep things hidden. So one of the things I want to bring up with the swastika, the hammer of Thor, the tall cross, and the gavel is the swastika. Occultist Helena Petrina Poblansky, or H.P. Poblansky, remarks, few world symbols are more pregnant with real occult meanings than the swastika, which is a swastika. Within the Royal Masonic Encyclopedia of History, Rites and Symbolism, the biography, we find the swastika was the hammer of Thor, celebrated in the mythology of the Norse nation. And the tradition ran that when Thor threw this golden cross, it struck and, like the boomerang, returned again to his hand. In masonry, however, we find this hammer of Thor exceedingly important of the very ancient usage among the Goths, and in the Masonic fraternity, it has survived the form of the mallet. So we see that Marvel, they use all these other things, and also it's a Masonic, it's definitely a Masonic symbol. We're going to go ahead and read on, because this symbol was first started, which we further investigate, became prevalent within the Theosophical Society, which Hitler was a disciple of H.P. Poblansky. we'll read on. In this book, he refers to a reader, an essay. This is the book, The Builder by Joseph Fort Newton. And he shows that the swastika is a symbol of supreme architect, the universe among operative Masons today. When Hinduism fomented its birth out of India, spiritual wellspring inherit the right angle emblem on the back of its monks. Little double jointed good luck design journeyed north over the Himalayas into China, often carved in Buddha's feet, and played into a spectrum decorative Mandarin swastika's classical geometric oriental motif. The 19th century Americans picked up the symbol from the American Indians. Boy Scouts tightened their breeches with brassy swastika buckles, and the U.S. Fair minted flashy swastika commemorative coins, deformed into a mark of demonic racism by Hitler. The ancient symbol soon disappeared, except India, where it still is a suspicious identity or a blessing. So the swastika in India is seen as a blessing. When we look at the women's mysteries, it relates among Hindus, the right-hand swastika represents male principle, light, life, glory, and is the sun in its daily course from the east to the west. The left-handed swastika is contrary to the emblem of the goddess of the emblem of goddess Kali, the female principle, darkness, death, and destruction. These are the four-armed swastika based on the equilateral cross. The additional three-armed, three-legged swastikas called trescos also occur, for example, in Sicily and in Celtic countries. A three-legged swastika is the official emblem or the arms of the Isles of Men when Celtic moon goddess under the title of Anu or Annalis was formerly worshipped. When we look at the Dictionary of Mysticism, we find that the swastika is very ancient and widespread symbol, one of the most sacred and mystic diagrams in occultism. In general, it is in regard to the symbol of the sun in India, especially it is used as a symbol of good luck. So I'm going to stop right there. So in general, it's regarded as a symbol of the sun. So we've done studies on the sun and the serpent were worshiped. It's the sun god worship goes all the way back to Nimrod. So the worship of Nimrod. So there's an equation between the sun and the serpent. So we see that Hitler takes this occult symbol. This is as well known. Hitler used the swastika to represent his Nazi party. Hitler belonged to the occult Thule Society, which also used the swastika. And we already stated that he was a disciple of H.P. Blavatsky. So that's where the swastika, Hitler took the swastika and flipped it into the representation of the Nazi party. Other symbols, because Hitler and his inner circle of his Nazi party, they were very much in the dark arts. So even the symbolism of lightning bolts, which is a satanic symbol, it goes off from when Jesus says how he saw Satan fall as lightning. I believe that's Luke 10 and 19. Let's go to that because I want to make sure I'm quoting the right verse. We go to Luke chapter 10. We're still talking about swastikas, but we'll more than likely and sometime in the near future do a study on Hitler, how Hitler was a type of Antichrist. And we see it's Luke 10 and 18, he says, and he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. So a lot of satanic groups use the lightning bolt as a satanic symbol based off that, as Satan as a lightning bolt. We can even see within Harry Potter, one of the marks that he has on his forehead is a lightning bolt. So it's occult symbolism. So we see that Hitler, he really embraced H.P. Blavatsky's secret doctrine. He had it, it was notated that he had a copy of this book that rested up on his bedside. He studied it in and out, and he had learned that the meaning of the Aryan swastika. So the swastika is a symbol of the seventh ray of the initiation, and Hitler was the sixth ray. This goes to the secret doctrine. Even within Hitler and H.P. Blavatsky, there's a deeper level of racism, esoteric racism, which plays a part in many facets of what we see in racism, which we don't really look at. We look at surface level stuff. A lot of this stuff is rooted even in eugenics, which will explain why Hitler had his viewpoint of exterminating just not Jews, but other racial groups. He had even intentions. He didn't think that much of African-Americans and other things and all. So when the Holocaust took place, there were gypsies that were exterminated. Primarily the most dominant group that he exterminated was Jews, but he was targeting other groups. Had he succeeded in bringing his the Third Reich and having the Aryan Superman take place and having this thousand-year quote-unquote rule, Hitler was definitely demonized and driven by demonic spirits. So this is what Blavatsky had to say about the swastika. She said it was purely a phallic symbol. So we go back to Mystery Babylon. We go back to Baal or Baal worship that took place in Canaan, the phallic symbols. You can see phallic symbols within the Vatican. There's phallic symbols there in Washington, D.C. But she looked at the swastika purely as a phallic symbol. She also stated that the swastika was the most sacred mystic symbol in India, and it's a Jain cross called by Masons. We go on and said it is the devil sign told by the Indian missionaries, and we emphasize the Nazi symbol had become popular with Satanists. It represents nature out of harmony. All right. So we're getting a good viewpoint that swastika is more than just a symbol of racism. Behind it, there's very much rest the occult symbolism. Also, the Druze also used the swastika. And it's no surprise, the Masonic author William Hutchinson acknowledged that the mode of teaching the principles the profession of masonry is derived from the Druids. So we go on, there's so many different things about the swastika, that it is a occult symbol. Again, we have to be spiritually woke and know what's taking place in today's times. And as believers, we have to be equipped to know these things, to give an answer to every man. And we just have to be well endowed with supernatural spiritual knowledge through the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit lead and guide us into all truth. We definitely are living in the last days. So primarily we're doing this series to equip and to educate believers to have those conversations, because we can even look to see what's going on in America. People, we live in a postmodern age where people are really embracing neo-paganism, and this type of stuff. People are embracing the cult and other things and all. We just have to know that we're approaching the very end of the last days are fast approaching us, and we are being prepped for the beast system, for the rise of the two beasts to take over this world and to impose a new world order, or what the new word is, the Great Reset. So be careful, be vigilant in these last days. God bless. This is the End Time Shofar, End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast.